have a cringy high school memory? I bet you it's not worse than the ones you're about to hear.
Oh, boy.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And over the next few weeks, millions of teenagers all over the world are going to be donning a cap and gown and graduating from high school.
Yay! Like my little nephew. Congrats, Devin. We're all proud of you.
Such an amazing feeling.
It is.
It's a really world is your oyster.
Yeah, there's so much hope and possibilities for all these kids. And I just want to leave all the young graduates out there with a little nugget of wisdom. Remember that even though you may be moving on physically from school, the memories that you've created there will stay locked in your brain and haunt you for the rest of your days.
The mental damage.
Yeah.
And to prove that point, we're going to play a special edition of True Confessions, Senior Graduation Edition.
Oh, great.
Yes, if you aren't familiar with the game, here's how it works. Each member of the morning show has two envelopes in front of them. Inside each one is a confession that we've written down about something from our high school days, something the other people in this room do not know about us yet. And the thing is, one confession is true, the other one is a lie. And when it's your turn, you're going to be told to open one of your envelopes, read the confession out loud, and then the other members of the show will have 30 seconds to interrogate you to try and figure out if what you're saying is actually a true story or if it's a total lie. And remember, to honor all the high school grads, all our confessions today will be high school themed.
Okay, let's go.
So let's get the embarrassment started. Brooke, you're going to go first. Alexis, which envelope should she open? Envelope one or two?
Two.
All right, okay. Brooke. Open it, read your confession, and then we'll start the timer.
I was only at my senior prom for 10 minutes because I had a kegger to get to.
Ooh, did you still go with anybody?
Yes.
Did everybody go to the kegger after?
All the cool people.
Yeah, ooh, okay.
Everyone was invited.
That's true.
Everyone was invited, but you know.
Did you actually made it to the kegger?
Of course I did.
And then
I had my priorities straight.
What happened there?
I drank all night long.
Duh.
And made out with my boyfriend a bunch.
What'd you
do? Had a boyfriend?
Yes.
What'd you, now he's skeptical.
I don't know about that one.
What'd you do at the dance?
Oh, we're getting the, time's up.
Oh, I was going to ask what song you danced to.
I don't think I danced. I was just there for the court.
Yeah.
I was nominated for prom queen.
Whoa.
I don't know. That's a big
statement. For prom queen, too.
Wow. I think it's true. That seems to be the move with prom.
Yeah, I think it's true.
I think she's lying.
Really?
There's parts like her having a boyfriend.
Her
being nominated for prom queen. There's just all these stretches that I can't believe.
Being the cool kid.
Yeah, I'm just going to go false. It's a lie.
I was only at my senior prom for 10 minutes because I had a kegger to get to. It's absolutely true, Jeffrey.
Yeah!
Okay.
Dude,
high five,
we had 10 kegs to finish that night, son.
10 kegs?
Yeah, that's how you do it in Idaho.
Oh, okay. God.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't encourage underage drinking.
Yeah.
All right. Jose, it's your turn. Brooke, which envelope should he open?
One.
All right, go ahead, Jose.
Number one. All right. God, I'm so nervous doing this.
I really have to focus on these.
Okay, I skipped a lot of school my senior year, so my mom had a pre-written note that said, quote, "If he doesn't have a fever, don't let him leave and don't call me." I was skipping a lot my senior year.
How many days did you skip?
Oh, I didn't count the days, but I skipped more than I actually went to class.
How did you graduate?
I had to do a lot of summer school and makeup classes.
What would you do when you skipped class?
Oh, there was like so much food and local markets and things around. I would literally just wander around, smoke some stuff.
By yourself or with people?
Sometimes with people if I could.
All right, time is up. What do we think? Is Jose telling the truth or is he lying?
That's hard for me because I don't know how you graduate if you don't go your senior year. It's a pretty important year.
I feel like maybe they made an exception for him. They were like, you know what? Just get him out of here.
I actually think he's lying because I don't think his mom would hold him accountable. His mom helped him get out of everything when it came to school.
I think it's true. I think you would miss a lot of school.
I'm with Brooke. I don't think that your mom would want you to stay. I think she would encourage you to.
Yeah, she'd be like, he has ADD. He can't be there.
So me skipping a lot of school, having a pre-written note that my mom said, quote, "If he doesn't have a fever, don't let him leave and don't call me," was true.
Oh, really? Got me.
Because I missed so much school, my mom was like, he has to go to class. Don't let him leave if he's sick. I graduated barely. I walked
barely.
Barely.
Barely,
you guys.
Thank
barely.
You to Jose's
yes.
mom.
Yeah. Thanks for keeping me in class for that one semester.
Not that you even needed it for this job.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, we're in the middle of True Confessions Senior Graduation Edition, where we're confessing to things that we did from back in high school. We're on to our social media coordinator, Alexis. Brooke, which envelope should she open?
Two.
One or two? Go ahead, Alexis.
My senior year, I hung out with a group that the school called the Blonde B****s. There were six of us, and because of that, I only hung out with blondes.
Oh.
God, that is so terrible.
Who came up with the name?
Just other people in my grade.
How many of the Blonde B****s were named Haley?
None were named Haley, actually.
Were you considered mean girls or popular?
Like a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why didn't you like anyone with different colored hair?
I didn't need to.
What did the blonde do on a typical day?
They all ate in the same lunch building. That's where I got the name.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Time is up.
Alexis, I liked you and tell this story.
Yeah.
Can I go first?
Go ahead, Jose. What do you think, true or false?
I think this is true. She's so relaxed and comfortable and easily answering.
I will say, when I've looked at her Instagram page, every picture she has with a friend, they all look the same.
Yeah.
Like they're a very homogenous group. Ugh, I'm going true.
I'm going true, too. Alexis, what is it?
My senior year, I hung out with a group that the school called the Blonde B****s is true.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Get some diversity in your life.
A few have dyed their hair since then.
That's not diversity.
That's not the message here.
All right. My turn. Jose, which envelope should I open, one or two?
Go to Jeff.
Alexis.
It's okay. One of them
I
dyed their
hair. I love being blonde. Yeah. You're blonde. You would have been allowed in.
But I don't like all other blondes.
All right. My senior year, I used to stay up till 3 a.m. every night watching Girls Gone Wild infomercials on TV.
What was your favorite episode? Where were they? What location was your favorite?
I think it was Miami.
Yeah,
always in Florida with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, Snoop Dogg.
He was always there.
Did anyone else know about this?
Nope.
Like your friends, your parents?
This is the first time I've ever said it out loud.
How long did it happen for?
For like a whole year.
Okay.
That's
stuff.
Enough. Time's up.
Aww.
What do you guys think? Is that true or am I making that up?
Based on my own experience, it's true because they would only come on at like 1 to 3 a.m. So I think he's telling the truth.
And I feel like I remember you didn't have a girlfriend until you were like 25 or something. So I'm going to true.
I'm going to go not true. I hope not, Jeff.
Just hopeful.
My senior year, I used to stay up till 3 a.m. every night watching Girls Gone Wild infomercials on TV. That's true.
No!
Oh, I knew it!
Jeffrey, I would have invited you to the keggers if we had gone to the same school. Everyone was invited.
I did not get those kegger invites. No, I found my thrills other ways. All right, well.
Poor buddy.
We've gone through
one
horribly embarrassing round of high school confessions, and we've already learned some very interesting and sad stuff about each other. We're
going to
hear more secrets from our high school days when we continue True Confessions Graduation Edition, coming up right after this. If you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of a game of True Confessions Senior Graduation Edition, where each member of the morning show has two envelopes in front of them with written confessions inside admitting to something that we've done in our high school days.
Oof.
Now, remember, one of the confessions is true, one is a made-up lie. We pick one of the envelopes, read the confession out loud, and then it's up to the other members of the show to ask questions and determine if that statement is true or if it's a big fat lie.
Mm-hmm.
And we're ready for another round. Now we have two brand new envelopes with two brand new confessions inside.
Okay.
And it's Brooke's turn again. Jose, you're going to choose her envelope. Which one? One or two?
Two.
All right. Two it is, sir. At my senior all-nighter, I got busted smoking, or so I thought. The teacher actually just wanted to bum a cigarette off of me.
Were other people smoking?
Yes.
Where was the all-nighter at?
At a resort.
How were teachers there?
Yeah.
At the all-nighter?
Yeah, it was like sponsored by the school. It was like a school event.
How old is the teacher?
I don't know. Everybody was old when you're 17. 50?
Is an all-nighter like grad night?
It was like graduation night.
Okay, yeah.
Where were you smoking at? Where'd you get caught?
Just on the balcony.
What base did you get to with the teacher?
Can't answer, out of time.
Darn. Saved by the buzzer on that one.
At my senior all-nighter, I got busted.
Wait, we haven't guessed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she was really eager to answer.
You know what? She was too eager. I think it's true. She's about to brag.
Oh, okay.
Bragging?
So
I got uncomfortable with that second base question.
So, Jose, you think it's true?
I think it's true.
What do you
think? False. My school's all-nighter. They were strict still on us. I don't know if they'd let you do that.
I think that's for sure true. Yeah. Brooke smoking outside with her teachers.
That sounds like Brooke in Idaho.
And yeah.
At my senior all-nighter, I got busted smoking, or so I thought. The teacher actually just wanted to bum a cigarette off of me is true.
Oh, it was true.
I can't believe it still. It was a school-sponsored event, you guys, and they legitimately had a smoking section for us.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And it's weird that the teacher didn't bring their own cigarettes. They're bumming it off of the kids.
Maybe they didn't even know it was going to be allowed. Yeah, okay. I have no idea.
Well, let's go on to Jose. Alexis, choose an envelope for him. One or two?
One.
Envelope number one. Open it up, read your confession, and then we'll start the timer.
All right. Before the homecoming dance, I brought a bottle of whiskey to share with my friends. After a few swigs, we try to get into the dance. Out of the six of us, I was the only one they let in.
Why did they not let you in? How did they know?
They could smell alcohol on everybody, or like on our group.
Were they slurring?
I don't think so.
But why did they let the other people in and not you?
I was friends with the principal. Why? The principal loved me. I was in student council.
I thought you weren't let in.
No, I was let in. I was the only one let in. Everyone else got kicked out.
Did you go? You stayed?
Oh, yeah. I went in. I danced. I had a great time.
Why did you choose whiskey?
Because I was a kid. It's the only thing I could get my hands on.
It was like probably somebody's dad.
Yeah, exactly. I think I maybe took it from my parents' house. I don't even remember.
You think you maybe did.
Yeah. Hmm. Was it yours?
Yeah, I brought it.
Okay, time is up.
That was quick.
I don't think it's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Jose would totally throw his friends under the bus and go in without them. I think it's absolutely true.
I don't know. There's certain details that are kind of off for me.
I'm not buying it.
Before the homecoming dance, I brought a bottle of whiskey to share with my friends. After a few swigs, we all tried to get into the dance. I was the only one they let in is true.
What?
Really?
Be friends with your principals. The principal himself.
Or don't be friends with Jose.
I know.
Dude, you turned your back on all your buddies.
We linked up after. I told them how cool the dance was.
Wow. Okay.
And they were drunk. We all won. It was a good night.
All right.
Alexis, it's your turn again. Brooke, why don't you choose an envelope for her?
Pick one.
Okay. Envelope one.
We haven't any lies yet. Somehow we're all picking the truth.
I know.
I never realized that.
I'm glad because we actually get to learn stuff about each other
instead
of just lying to each other, which is what we do in a normal basis.
Yeah. We tell the truth for once.
Right.
Okay. During my high school graduation, I was a speaker and I tried to make it funny, but no one laughed at my jokes.
Oh my gosh.
What was the jokes that you were saying?
I don't even remember all of them. It was about students and a redhead being drunk and stuff.
Why were you chosen to speak?
It was just there was a few people they got to pick.
Usually they only pick the valedictorian and stuff.
Not the valedictorian.
Okay.
They were like the blonde bitch group.
Were you embarrassed?
Yeah, I was really nervous.
Time's up. Okay. What do you think? True or false on that one?
I don't think Alexis was asked to speak at her graduation. Yeah. I'm going false.
I have a really hard time believing that, too. I'm saying it's a lie.
Yeah. I have to agree with you guys. I don't think it's true. She's not like a big public speaker person. I don't see why they would ask you out of all people.
Also, and on a positive note, all of Alexis's jokes are funny.
Mm. So that was the lie.
That's
what we meant, Jeffrey.
Yeah. Very nice.
Okay, what is it?
During my high school graduation, I was a speaker and tried to make my speech funny, but no one laughed at my jokes. It's true, you guys.
Oh, really?
I was our class speaker. I was so nervous. No one knew when I was trying to be funny. So nobody laughed at me.
You couldn't tell the sarcasm?
No.
Not even your friends?
No, they told me after. They were like, I could tell you were trying.
All right. We're back to me again. Jose, choose an envelope for me. One or two.
I'm going to go one for you this time.
Okay.
Two last time, I think.
Oh, what is this going
to be? Jeffs are my favorite, though.
I know.
Jeff's life is like a secret to me.
Yeah, he's like a mystery.
He's kind of an enigma.
Uh-oh.
In 12th grade, I got up the courage to ask out my best friend's 9th grade sister.
Oh, Jeff.
And she rejected me.
Oh!
What was her name? What was her name?
Allison.
Allison, how long had you liked the 9th grader for?
Probably 2 years.
What did you ask her to do?
I brought some flowers after class, and I was like, do you want to go get ice cream?
Ice cream?
Did your friend care?
I loved Cold Stone. I thought Cold Stone was the thing that girls wanted to do.
They do, dude. Always.
Did your friend care? You were asking his sister?
I asked for his permission first, and he gave me permission.
And he didn't give you a heads up that this girl would reject you?
No, he didn't. Time's up.
What do you think? True or false?
The thing is, after we heard about the girls gone wild night, I'm going to go true.
Yeah, I got to go true.
I'm going to go false because, again, I really hope this isn't real.
True.
Oh my God, you should have lived in the 1950s where you could like go to sock hops.
Yeah,
and
I hope you didn't ask out a ninth grader.
In 12th grade, I got up the courage to ask out my best friend's ninth grade sister, and she rejected me. That's a true confession.
No!
Oh, honey.
It hurts to hear this.
It does.
Damn you, Allison.
Someone love Jeff.
Ninth grade?
You couldn't have got any of the other grades closer to yours.
By 12th grade, I was out of options. Yeah. It's down to the ninth graders, and even they didn't want me.
That's sad. The freshmen are always bragging, like, my boyfriend's a senior.
Yeah, dude, he'll the take freshmen, me to prom.
They always look 12 when you're a senior.
Okay.
Oh, Jeffrey.
I was really hoping that wasn't.
It just explains a lot.
Does it?
Yeah. We love you.
Let's just end this. That was True Confessions, senior graduation edition. Oh, I'm assuming you're all worse for knowing us better. I know I feel worse.
I just want to do a whole round of only Jeffrey.
Yeah, me too.
That's it.
And I want to watch Girls Gone Wild now.
Okay, I'm down for that. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.